Welcome to the Pageantry Podcast.
And this morning on the Pageantry Podcast, we are fortunate to have visiting with us Miss Ashley Swathwood of Ashley Renee's. Ashley, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing just marvelous, and thank you for calling in. It's our pleasure to speak with you, and we're going to go over a couple of different items for our listeners today. You're the owner of Ashley Renee's.
Yes, I am. We started back in 2005, and we have carry just about everything pageant-related and have an awesome store here in Indiana, but also an online store as well.
What are some of the designers that you presently carry? We know we change season to season, but currently, what are some of the name brand designers that we would know?
We carry all the top lines in the pageant industry. We are very excited about McDougal Couture and McDougal Pageant and their new little girl line, Sugar. We also carry Tony Bowles, Crown Collection, Party Time, Prima Donna. Just about anything pageant-related, we will probably have it for girls of all ages, which is something that's a little bit unique. We do have things for little girls all the way up to our Mrs. contestants.
And you mentioned that you also have an online boutique, correct?
We do. It's www.ashleyreneesonline.com. And we have tried to keep all of our inventory up there on the site. So if you're not able to be here in the store or you're somewhere across the country, you can usually log on and be able to see just what we have here in the store. And a unique thing that we do is I photograph all of the items when they come in. I photograph the actual pieces of the clothing, the wardrobe, the dresses, right here in our studio with stage lighting. So you can see not just a catalog photo from the company, but you're going to see the actual gown that, or the actual suit or interview suit, swimsuit that you are going to be purchasing. You're going to get the exact photos of it, lots of detail shots, so you know exactly what you get when you're ordering.
Now, if someone's ordering online, can they actually purchase the garment online, or do they need to really just research it then call you?
Well, they can do either one. We do have a pretty user-friendly site, and they can add items to the cart and purchase right off the website, never have to call in, can process their credit card right through our website, or they're, of course, always welcome to give us a call, and we're able to process an order over the phone or help them, you know, find exactly what they need or set up an appointment for them to come in to our studio and try on anything that they would like.
Now, do you also work with some of the designers to provide custom dresses?
We do. We're very fortunate that we're pretty close to Chicago, so anytime that we need anything, we can pretty much make it happen. We have a couple of designers that, you know, will do custom things for us on any type of a timeline, and that would Tony Bowles is great to work with, and McDougal is also starting to do some custom pieces that we're very excited about.
Mm-hmm. Aside from just a retail boutique, you provide other services to the industry, correct?
We do. I've been in the industry myself for about 25 years, which is all of my lifetime since I'm a whole 25 years old myself now. But we offer consulting services, you know, anything from wardrobe styling to interview techniques to perfecting your pageant walk. Just about anything pageant related, we should be able to help you with that.
In your consulting services, do you more keep it close, more centrally located around Indiana, a la the middle, or do you travel, or do people come visit you from across the country? How actually do your consulting services work?
Well, we actually do quite a few things. We can do a little bit of everything. We do have, like I said, a full studio here. We have a stage, stage lighting, mirrors, all those types of things. So not only can you come in and see what your gowns are going to look like on a stage, but you can walk in your shoes. You can do all of those things, practice on a real stage prior to getting there at your pageant. So that's really awesome. We can work with you here in the studio. Or we do go on location and work at lots of pageants, as well as travel for weekends, weekend coaching seminars with girls if they want to set that up. We'll go just about anywhere. And we do also offer some services via phone and email for, you know, paperwork, resume, interview techniques, wardrobe consultations, things like that.
And obviously being in the business, that's kind of led you into your training, growing up in the pageants, competing, etc. But how did you get into the boutique business of all things?
Well, you know, like I said, I'm here in Indiana, and we have noticed just a huge gap. There's really nothing out here in the Midwest that really specializes in pageantry, especially offering things for girls of all ages. Every time that we were looking for things when we were younger, I just never seemed to be able to find it. And I always said, you know, man, I really wish that there was one place where we could go and get not just your gown, but get your gown, get your shoes, get the jewelry, get the butt glue for that swimsuit if you need it. Get everything that you need in one spot and be able to walk out and be totally done instead of having to drive all over the country or order online sight unseen and not knowing exactly what you're going to get when it comes. So once 2005 rolled around, I finally decided, hey, you know what? Let's give this a shot and see what happens. And we've been so fortunate that not only has it, you know, went very, very well, but I absolutely love every minute of it. Mm-hmm.
Unlike a lot of boutique owners, you actually competed and grew up in the pageant side of the business on stage. How did that experience shape your business philosophy of working within the glamour industry?
Well, I think that it definitely makes for a very unique aspect that you can... I know exactly what those contestants have went through. I know what it feels like to be nervous before a pageant. I know what it feels like to be looking for that perfect gown, and while you might go into the store and try on a beautiful gown, it might not be the one that makes you feel like a queen. Searching for that, you know, the perfect wardrobe is so important. And you know, if you get someone that doesn't really understand the pageant industry or the system that you're competing in, there's a lot of different systems out there that all have different types of specifications and needs and things that they're looking for that specific organization and title holder. So you really need to have somebody that not only knows the pageant industry as a whole, but really knows the specifics within the organizations. And I found that competing for a very long time, I did my first pageant when I was about a year old, a really long time ago, before all that Toddlers and Tiaras stuff. It was a lot different then. But, you know, I competed up to my last pageant when I was 21. So 20 years of competing, I know what it feels like to be up there on that stage, and I know how important, you know, not only finding that perfect wardrobe, but just feeling confident in everything that you do.
Is there anything, as a former competitor, as a business owner, boutique owner, as a trainer, that you feel our listeners should really understand from a positive side of the business?
I do. I think that pageantry, especially here in the last few years, has gotten a really bad name. And I'm sure that that's something that's kind of always been there. But within light of, you know, all the YouTube and internet and Facebook and all of the things, not to mention the reality TV shows, pageantry has really, unfortunately, became such a, you know, a mockery in just the business community, and you know, if you tell a lot of people, oh, I'm involved in pageants, it almost becomes something that you're no longer proud of. And I think that girls should really focus on the fact of all the wonderful and positive things that pageantry can bring to your life. And, you know, if they had come across any of those naysayers, which, of course, there's always a few in the crowd, you know, give them specific examples of things that not only have shaped their lives and becoming a confident, you know, well-spoken young lady, but they can also, you know, give examples as far as, you know, if you turn on Fox News, you're going to see former Miss Americas every day. So it's not too shabby. I think our pageant girls do pretty well, and I think that pageantry can do a lot of very positive things for you if you simply let it. Of course, yes, there are those, you know, people that are only in it to win, but the majority of the girls take away so much more than a crown, because at the end of the day, there's one crown and there's one title, and there may be five contestants competing for it, or there may be 500. Regardless, it really matters how you walk away from that, how you grow from that experience, and realizing that every time that you're up there on that stage, or every time that you're in front of a panel of judges, you're only bettering yourself for your future. You're getting more and more experience speaking to people, meeting new people, and you never know where you may come across someone that you meet, that you may later in life have a connection with. Back in 2003, I had people from pageantry on my judging panel for National American Miss, and here, you know, 7 years later, here I am not only advertising with you guys, writing for your magazine, but doing these interviews with you, and I don't know if that necessarily would have came across my table if that hadn't happened.
Well, thank you for that little PSA for Pageantry Magazine. I appreciate that. You know, and on the flip side, if even the mainstream media, I think, as you mentioned, with reality shows, with everything else, ratings of the two major systems are up. So it's very simple. But I also think it's, you may agree that even though the reality shows, what may be, you know, a mockery of some people who look at it different ways, I do think it's given a new light to the industry, and a lot of new people have looked into the positive side of the industry and have taken advantage of that for scholarships, for training, for poise, etc. Would you not agree?
Absolutely. I get calls all the time of somebody that will say, you know, I've seen all these things about pageants, and I think I want to give it a try, and I want to see what they can do for me. And I've heard that there's lots of scholarships for, you know, girls that have pageant parents, and even prom girls that will come in and look for prom dresses, and they see things pageant related. And a lot of times, you know, the girls think, oh wow, that would be fun. I would love to do that. And you know, the moms say, well, you know, is it expensive, or you know, we're saving for college. And they're very excited when you can tell them about the scholarship opportunities and the amount of money that they're able to put away for their college education. Not to mention the things that they can put on their resume for college and later in life that really could benefit them much farther outside of the pageant industry.
I agree. Is there anything that you would like to leave our listeners with today?
Well, I just, you know, I want to encourage them to obviously subscribe to Pageantry Magazine, not only to check out all the awesome things that you guys have in there, but they can see our, we always have full page color ads, so they can see our beautiful girls. We do photograph, like I said before, we photograph our models as well. We don't use stock images from companies. We photograph real girls in real gowns and real situations, so they can check those out, as well as our column that I write for you, which is the Communications 101, on different interview techniques. And of course, they can always give me a call or visit our website if they'd like to set up an appointment, or, you know, just have any questions about anything pageant related in general.
And that website again is?
It's www.ashleyreneesonline.com, and you can also find that on the pageantry website.
And today's special guest has been Miss Ashley Swathwood of Ashley Renee's in the Middle, Indiana.